Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, this is what happens when you have four quarterbacks. You are going to get quarterbacks that are going to get rep after rep after rep after rep, so we can see more, and that you're going to plan your periods that way. When you're running a football camp or a drill or a mini camp or regular camp or even practice. So, you know, it's not surprising to me that when you hear Chad O'Shea, the wide receivers coach, say something like that.
That
like,
was our guy, Chad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you hear that and you say to yourself, oh, how are they going to divide up the reps? Well, guess what? We're going to come up with more reps so we can see more with that. What'd you think of that, Jim?
Love that. Hey, you got to. Yeah, four guys, Andy. Got a lot of passes to throw. Brought in a lot of wide receivers. Guys you sign, guys who can maybe catch the ball, and maybe a guy who can make an impression and make the team. Maybe. All I know is that I look at the wide receiving crew and I just think, yeah, you better eliminate some of those question marks, because that's what I think the whole thing is full of question marks.
So as you look at this, okay, tell me tell me how you see the quarterback, I'm sorry, the wide receiver depth chart. How do you see that today?
Jerry Jeudy.
Is that it?
Oh, was I supposed to continue?
Yes.
Okay. There isn't one. Now, that's just flat out, it's Jerry Jeudy. Now, can I keep my fingers crossed and hope and throw out some questions?
Sure.
Okay. It's Jerry Jeudy, followed by Deontay Johnson and Cedric Tillman, because Deontay is going to figure out that he likes to make 7 figures a year, and he's going to do whatever it takes to continue that for the next 5. Let's go 2 years. Let's just say on the field this year, he needs to make this team, and he needs to show that he can still play in the league and that he's not a problem. So that's a big question. I am a huge Cedric Tillman fan. He was kicking you know what when Jameis was throwing him the football last year, and then he had the concussion. Can you tell me that he's going to be on the field? Man, I sure hope so. He was on for what? One mandatory practice. One in mandatory minicamp. So those are two question marks. Who's your fourth wide receiver? You expecting Jamari Thrash to step up as a second-year guy who was a fifth-round pick? Maybe. Andy, he's been your guy. Maybe. Maybe he does.
There was something at camp when we were watching last year that...
You liked him.
He just jumped off the page. There was something about his quickness. There was just something about his strength. You know, is he gigantic? No, not at all.
But there are a lot of receivers who aren't.
He is I just think he's a dynamic receiver that can do some damage if you can get him the ball. I look at him as a guy that, you know, can strong arm the ball down the field if you can get him the opportunity to get the ball. In fact, the coaches were alongside that. O'Shea talked about what Thrash has done at minicamp.
Jamari's had a great offseason, and it started with what he did prior to coming back for us in our formal practices. He worked extremely hard on some of the things in the areas that we asked him to work in, and I think that set him up for a lot of success this spring. I have been very pleased with not only his work ethic, but most importantly, his performance on the field has been outstanding.
He's a hard worker, Jeff. I mean, a lot of these guys are, but I'm just saying what we saw last year and then just kind of watching him
he's
last
a hard
year
worker,
a little bit.
Kid.
And special teams, and I think he's got a chance to make his mark. But then it's just a potpourri of names on the wide receiver depth chart. I mean, it is all over the place.
Well, and that's why, if I am Andrew Berry, I am working the phones and I'm getting somebody else in here. Thrash has the possibility of being something, Andy. And to sit here and say that he doesn't would be foolish on either one of our parts or anybody's part. You never know. He was a fifth-round draft choice. Guess what? So was Stephon Diggs.
Right.
You know, Antonio Brown, who, by the way, has some more issues, was a, sixth-round pick, I believe, to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, those issues aren't very good right
now. No.
They're looking for him.
Yeah. Sometimes at wide receiver, certainly more so than at quarterback, guys come in and make an impression and fit and do a really nice job. Kevin Stefanski has pointed out that, you know, he had an undrafted free agent in Minnesota who worked out pretty well. Adam Thielen. Yeah, no kidding. Maybe the Browns have one of those. Lance Risland's going to talk about some of these guys when he joins us in the 11 o'clock hour. But Thrash, Andy, has the opportunity, as do all of these guys, but especially Thrash, to make an impression and become one of the five, maybe six wide receivers that this team really counts on. And then some of those other guys, I think, have a real chance to end up on the practice squad.
One of those guys that, I mean, obviously I've had my eye, and tell me you don't have your eye on Luke Florio just a little bit, right? A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you got a Mentor guy who's got a shot.
Luke, we're pulling for you.
Yeah.
Luke's 5'8". There are not a ton of 5'8" wide receivers in the NFL. Doesn't mean he can't make it. There are not a ton.
No, what a family, too. I mean, his brother was, quarterback at John Carroll. His sister, off the charts.
And can he play?
I don't know. His sister is also, she made the D1. News Herald had a big story about her today, too. Paige, who was a transfer to Rutgers, who made the NCAA Division 1 track.
Can she play wide receiver?
It doesn't matter. I just say.
Is she over 5'8"?
Jeff, you're no fun, man. You're no fun. I'm
Maybe
talking
I
about
am
this
fun.
Sports
Jets
family.
I'm fun.
I'm talking about the sports family from Mentor and how you know.
Browns wide receivers.
I know, and one of the brothers happens to be a Browns wide receiver today, right? And was outstanding at Kent State when he was at Kent.
And
earned himself
an invite to mandatory minicamp.
I was reading stats on Kent's football team on how bad they were record wise. And look at this. This kid's been able to jump off the page there. Let's see if he can do it again with the Browns. But, I mean, just look at the names at this Browns wide receiving list. David Bell.
Do I have Caden to?
Davis. Gage Larrivan. Cade McDonald. Keshawn Johnson. Jalen Gill. I mean, pick a name.
Okay. I will pick a name.
Yes.
I have a different list.
Yes. It's called the free agent list?
Amari Cooper.
I knew
Gabe
you were going
Davis.
There.
Keenan Allen, DJ Chark, Nelson Aguilar, Tyler Boyd, Andrew Berry, pick up the phone and call the representation of one of these fine young men, Cooper, Davis, Allen, Chark, Aguilar, Boyd.
Do you really think Amari Cooper's coming back?
Get him here for I don't. If the guy wants to play football, he needs a job. Right now, he doesn't have one. If I'm Andrew Berry, I'm calling the representation for one of these guys. Why? Because you have one wide receiver. One who doesn't have a big question mark surrounding him. One.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Could we eliminate the question marks?
I don't.
If you signed Cooper, Davis, Gabe Davis would be fine. Keenan Allen, Chark, Aguilar, Boyd. Go sign one of those still available free agents. And what do? Okay, good. You're one of our five wide receivers. I'm not saying you're the number two guy. I don't like, labeling those guys. I'm not saying you're a starter. But by golly, right now, Andy, your fingers are crossed that Cedric Tillman doesn't get concussed again and that he's good to go. And I really like Ced.
That's true.
And my fingers are crossed that Diontae Johnson had an epiphany when he was getting booted around the NFL last year and then didn't get any phone calls from anybody but the Cleveland Browns. My guess is he thought, okay, so much for the tens or 20 millions of dollars that I could make during my NFL career. I better get my you-know-what together. Those are questions. Until those get answered, you need some help at wide receiver. And if you want Dylan Gabriel, you want Shedeur Sanders, you want Flacco, pick it. You want those guys to excel? You want them to have the best chance to succeed? Give them a couple of more weapons.
I just want to go back to Amari Cooper for a second. What do you think happened in Buffalo? His numbers between the Browns and Buffalo were almost similar. Two touchdowns for both teams. He averaged 4 more yards per catch, but he had 4 less catches in Baltimore. In Buffalo. And he had maybe 50 yards more in Buffalo. What do you think happened?
I like Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. I always have. I think he is a very good NFL wide receiver.
I mean, he had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons.
He's also a little inconsistent. And I say inconsistent only for this reason. He seems to go from big season to okay season. You know what I mean?
If you go back, eliminate last year, 4 out of his last 5 years, he had 1,000-yard seasons.
Yeah, I know.
In 2021, he only had 865 with the Cowboys. But he came right out of the gate with 1,000-yard seasons. His first season in the league, his second season in the league, both for the Raiders. I would take him back. I would, especially knowing exactly the way you've laid out the depth chart.
I would take him back. I would take Gabe Davis. I would even take 32-year-old Keenan Allen. Andy, I'm not even saying these guys make the team. I would think they would. I would think if you signed one of those free agents, he would be on the team. However, you have your fingers crossed at what has become a primo position in the NFL. I mean, running back, you got a lot of options. Quarterback, you got a lot of options. You added depth. You have a lot of options on the offensive line. You don't have a lot of options at wide receiver other than, golly, we sure hope this guy can do something. That's a tough way to go into a season. And there's always the thought, Jerry Jeudy probably had the best year of his career. Can he follow that up? I would think yes.
Does it matter who the quarterback is? I think I know where you're going to answer this question.
Does.
But
I mean,
does it?
You know why? Cedric Tillman with Deshaun Watson. Cedric Tillman with Jameis Winston. Dang right it matters who the quarterback is.
Flacco can make a wide receiver look pretty good, too. At least he did when he was here in that short stint that we always like to talk about.
He made Amari Cooper look like a beast again.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
And which kind of makes me think if they're going to trust Joe, why wouldn't you bring
Amari?
Him? Yes.
Wouldn't Especially you sign Gabe Davis?
Yeah, I would sign both of
Gabe
those guys.
Gabe 6'3".
I mean, it's just
220?
A matter of, are you saying, okay, if you think Deontay Johnson's turned the corner.
Man, I sure hope so. Andy, he was really good.
All right, so if you think he turned the corner.
I don't know that he's turned the corner.
Then you can feel, I think you can feel good about Judy Tillman Johnson.
I actually do feel good about their potential. But until Deontay Johnson shows that he's got his head on straight and that last year was a complete aberration, and until Cedric shows that he can stay healthy, they are question marks, and you have no depth.
All right, let's talk more about the wide receivers. Is Jamari Thrash just kind of a camp darling at this point, and will they give him the opportunity to be a heavy hitter during the regular season? Plus, do they need to do more? You heard the list of free agents that Jeff went through. Does that do anything for you? Will that make this team a better team? Could one of those guys make this team a playoff team? Or better than being the worst team in the NFL?
And would you bring back Amari Cooper?
That's a great question.
Andy would? I would too. Why not?
216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.
Dude needs a job, doesn't he?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.